Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled Begin with the End, was written by Glenn Packiam. What do you want to be when you grow up? I was often asked that question as a child, and the answer changed like the wind. A doctor, a firefighter, a missionary, a worship leader, a physicist, or actually MacGyver, a favorite TV character. Now, as a dad of four kids, I think of how difficult it must be for them to be asked that question. There are times when I want to say, I know what you'll be great at. Parents can sometimes see more in their children than the children can see in themselves. This resonates with what Paul saw in the Philippian believers, those he loved and prayed for in Philippians 1:3. He could see the end. He knew what they'd be when all was said and done. The Bible gives us a grand vision of the end of the story, resurrection and the renewal of all things. But it also tells us who's writing the story. Paul, in the opening lines of a letter he wrote from prison, reminded the Philippian church that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Jesus started the work, and he'll complete it. The word completion is particularly important. The story doesn't just end, for God leaves nothing unfinished. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking each one of us from the minute we entrust our lives to your care and continuing your work of salvation in us until we see you face to face in your eternal kingdom. You are in charge of our story as we walk the path you have called us to. Help us to trust you with it and follow you faithfully. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.